morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's here?
Hi, California.
Oh, hi, Ray. Hi, good morning. You know what? I put on a different headset this morning, and I can't hear you very good.
Got it?
Oh, I'm having a headset problem this morning, but that's okay. I'll find another one here in a minute. Am I coming through okay?
You're coming through to me. Through fine.
Okay, great. I'm just having trouble hearing you. Who? I heard Wei from California. Who else has joined us this morning?
Mary Jane, I'm here.
Hi, Mary Jane.
How are you, Mary Lou? I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
And Jill is here.
Excited. I should say I'm excited. I can't wait to get all the details to Saturday.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. We got to listen to Dr. Nayu a couple of times yesterday. I took a ton of notes, and, oh, yeah, very, very exciting. All right. I heard Joe, huh?
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm looking forward to, well, besides Saturday, I'm looking forward to that. But personally, Bill and I just went to the Y this morning. They were doing a cholesterol screening. So I just came back from there.
Oh.
So I'll look forward to seeing what's happened. Hopefully some good things have been happening with our blood, even though it's only been 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see.
I know. We get a little anxious, don't we? Did you have it taken right at the first so you know what to measure it with?
Well, in February or March, we had our regular physicals done.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I think that's close enough. Char said, too, she thought that was
good,
close enough.
Yep. Yeah. Well, good. Yep, it's fun. So I was in to see the doctor last week, and I asked when I could get mine checked again. She looked at it, and she said, well, let me see. Da, 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 da. I think another 3 months. I said, oh, no, I'm not waiting that long. So, anyway, pretty exciting.
It is. You know, and there are places you can go to have tests done that don't have to be done in the doctor's office. Just like a, oh, dear. You know what? The words absolutely escape me. But just where they just do blood work and...
Really? Well, sometimes I know they'll, won't they, don't they sometimes have them like in a drugstore where the pharmacy is, which I'm never in.
I
never go into the pharmacy place. I know they used to. My mother used to go in and get a total, just the total number. You didn't even have to be fasting, I don't think. And I always wondered, well, how accurate could that be? I don't think I would do that.
I don't know. The guy this morning, too, said that fasting wasn't necessary for the cholesterol.
Really? Oh. Mm-hmm. My doctor's always had me fast. So.
Yeah, now maybe that's because at the same time you're having your glucose done.
No. But, you know, I don't know. How about anybody else? Do you guys know? Fast or no fast before cholesterol screening?
I have to fast, also, Mary Lou.
You've always fasted?
Yeah.
Well,
I did this thing this morning, and so basically, I mean, we fasted. We haven't had anything since, you know, through.
Yeah. And you know what? I think if you had really high cholesterol or something like that, you'd probably want to definitely, you know, be doing the 12-hour fast, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, I always noticed that my mom, when she went in and had that done, my mother's always fought with cholesterol, and it always seemed like that one, that when she went in there and just had her finger poked or whatever at the pharmacy, or when she'd tell me, I just had it checked at the pharmacy, it just was always quite a bit different than the doctor's office. Now, I can't remember if it was up or down or what. Tell you the truth.
Now, they drew a vial of blood this morning, so they just didn't do the finger prick. So
good.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Right. Okay.
Peanuts.
Did they charge you for that at the Y?
Yes. $25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good.
Oh, Okay, well, I'm going to start here with the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of our life are going to be impacted, and the people that you're going to hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study, a book written by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest, and we ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass the call number on to and the time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home, Officer Carr, at this time. That's kind of what this call is all about. And now I would love to know who all is here and if we've got any brand new people or guests on the call this morning. But I'd like each of you to tell us who you are and where you're from, please. I'd love to know who's here. I heard Wade from California, and Joe, you're from Kansas, right? Joe, are you from Kansas?
Right.
Mary Jane is Oregon. Okay, and I heard Nancy from Ohio?
Oh, yes.
Okay, hey, who else is there?
Margaret, Tennessee.
Okay, Margaret.
Darlene from California.
Darlene?
Yes, from California.
Great. Thanks, Darlene.
Maddie from Delaware.
My goodness. Hi, Maddie. Hi, Delaware. Maddie. We've got people from all over this morning.
I'm from Louisiana.
Okay, Bora, you sound like you're far away. What was the first name from Louisiana?
That's my headset. It's Suzanne from Louisiana.
Okay, hi, Suzanne. Well, you know what? I'm having headset problems this morning myself, so it might be mine.
No, it was me. I had it. Am I okay now?
Uh-huh. I can hear you better. Yes.
Yeah, I just moved the mouthpiece.
Okay, great. All right, anybody else want to speak up? Somebody from Washington?
California?
Okay, I heard somebody from Washington.
Brenda from California.
Okay, Brenda from California, but who was from Washington?
Kathleen.
Oh, hey, Kathleen, good morning.
I'm Paulette Soda.
Hey, Paulette, how are you?
I'm awesome.
I know you are. Okay, anybody else?
Monty.
Hey, good morning, Monty, buddy.
Good morning.
Monty from Washington. Okay, anybody else? Well, exciting, exciting times, and they're going to become even more exciting this coming weekend. But for right now, I'd like to know if there's anybody here that is new or anybody at all that might have a question about the Advanced Lifestyle Program. Okay. How about, do we have anybody that's got a great result they'd like to share since they've been doing the program?
Mary Lou, I have a question. This is Maddie from Delaware. I'm going to have lots of questions being relatively new.
Okay.
Well, my question is, yesterday was my first day in the health food store shopping for food. And, of course, I was looking for something fast, and I found something called Amy's Roasted Vegetable Pizza, and it says non-dairy, cholesterol-free. And then it said no GMOs, and I don't know, what is that, no GMOs? You know what GMOs are?
Modified. Isn't that gross modified, you guys, GMO? Oh, GMO.
Genetically modified.
Genetically modified.
Okay, that's what that's called. Okay, you don't want that.
Right, that's what it says, none of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but how about the cheese on there, on Amy's Pizza, Maddie?
There's no cheese, it's just roasted vegetables, like they say, no cholesterol. The ingredients was organic wheat flour with organic oat bran and wheat germs, organic onions, filtered water, artichokes, extra virgin olive oil, organic roasted red peppers, organic tomatoes, organic shiitake mushrooms, organic agave nectar, balsamic vinegar, sea salt, L-O-L-E-C-I, safflower oil, organic evaporated cane, C-A-N-E juice, organic garlic and organic lemon juice, and that was it, and it says contains sweet.
Okay, look on, this is Kathleen.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the how much fat part of the label. Any of those of you who read, who listened to that Veg Source
video. It says fat, 1.5 grams, and trans fat, zero.
Okay, so total fat is only 1.5?
Right.
1.5 grams, which would be 13.5 calories.
Per serving, and how big is the serving?
The serving size, serving per container is 3.
Okay.
And so that is about 1/3 of the pizza.
Okay, and how many calories per serving?
Amount per serving, 270. 270 calories per serving.
How much sodium?
Yeah.
Sodium, 490 milligrams.
In how many calories? That's probably appropriate for the number of calories.
230 calories, is it?
Oh, no. It's 3 times the amount of sodium that it should be. Because that's per serving, right?
I get it. I don't know. I bought it because it was 5 o'clock and we were starved.
Uh-huh.
And my first time in, and I thought, oh, my God. You know, you have to get something that's fast, so I don't know.
Well, we're never baked potatoes.
Right.
Well, they take about an hour.
An hour?
No. I was wondering about that.
This was like 12 minutes in the oven, so I don't know.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a lot of good ingredients there. I just calculated it. And this is what's interesting with Monty teaching us about the labels.
Right.
I just calculated that. And, you know, it looks like, wow, 1.5 grams of fat, and that sounds like that would be just fantastic, and it was 20% of the calories came from fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's okay. But the sodium is really high.
Sodium's really high, and so is sugar. So is sugar.
Yeah, there was sugar in there, too.
They broke the sugars up into different sugars, so it didn't look all like it was one big sugar.
Cane needs sugar.
Yeah, so your carbohydrates, and how many of those carbohydrates were coming from sugar, Maddie?
How many? The total carbohydrates was 42 grams.
And then under there, it should even say sugar.
It does. It says sugar, 5 grams.
Oh, it wasn't a horrible thing.
That wasn't bad.
That was actually a pretty good choice, I agree, I think, for Maddie.
The only thing that's really off is the sodium. It's high sodium.
Right. Is that frozen?
It's high sodium.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think it is a frozen pizza. Great section. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I found something, Maddie, I think that was great, especially when you're hungry. Think of all the bad choices the person could have made. You know, I have been there many, many times. So, but I got to tell you, Monty told me about, is that me? I hope that's not me making that noise. Monty mentioned to me about these, Dr. McDougall soups that you can find in the store.
Right.
And, you know, I've read Dr. McDougall's thing. Well, it's funny because I thought, well, you know, I'll put that down when I go to the health food store. I about died. I was in Safeway the other day, and they jumped right off the shelf at me. Here they were. Dr. McDougall's vegan tamale soup with baked chips.
In a can?
It's a can. You guys, they are actually the soup mixes. They're like dried, and you add hot water. Now, this isn't for every day, but you know what? They're also good to mix them up and drizzle them on your baked potato or something, because all you do is you add hot water to them. But it was funny because I mixed this ramen. It's called ramen chicken flavor, non-meat, thing. It was baked, not fried. And, you know, I wouldn't have these for every day, but, man, are they nice to have in an emergency. We had our salad all made up the other night, and can't remember. I think we grabbed this ramen. But anyway, they're pretty tasty. They're pretty tasty. So anybody else? Monty, you've tried these. I know McDougal talks about his split pea one. He said it's to die. It's just awesome. I haven't tried it yet. But.
Yeah, I had it yesterday. I made up a batch.
Yeah?
They're a little high in sodium, but other than that, they seem to be okay. And like you said, exactly, for the purpose of them is not to live on them or whatever. It's kind of like Char says, you know, when you get a tight pinch, it's kind of nice to have certain things that you can grab real
right.
quick. But
that's right.
It's certainly not something that I would, you know, I've got it here in my pantry only for the purpose in case I got to grab something or run or something comes up. But other than that.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you telling me about it, but you know what I was really thrilled about, really excited about, was I found it in Safeway. You know, they're getting more, they're starting to pay a little more attention to those of us that are out there demanding healthy foods or healthier choices. And actually, the Safeway store had that Amy's pizza in there, and I just overlooked it because I just figured that it couldn't be possible without cheese. So, Maddie, congratulations. You really read the label.
I did, but I tell you, there's one thing I did find in there that's so delicious, and I may have been a mistake with that. I wasn't sure, but because I love ice cream sandwiches, and it was so delicious, so soy delicious, but I bought the ice cream sandwiches. I don't know whether or not those two little wafers, what they had in them, that was the only thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. Well, I've been buying Dr. Esselstyn, if that's how you say his name, talks about, you know, if you want to really have something, you know, in the house for emergency again, that the Häagen-Dazs sorbet is a good choice. And I think you can find that almost everywhere. He talks about a Sweet Nothings non-dairy fudge bar and mango raspberry bar. I haven't tried those. And then there's Dreyer's whole fruit bars. So those are all things that he recommends. So we know there's no fat in there because, boy, he is a stinker when it comes to fat. I mean,
what brand is that, Mary Lou?
Which one?
The chocolate fudge bar.
Was there a chocolate? Did I read chocolate?
I said chocolate.
Dreyer's Whole Fruit Bar.
Chocolate something.
Sweet Nothings Non-Dairy Fudge Bar.
Yeah.
And there's also a Mango Raspberry Bar. Sweet Nothings.
Sweet Nothing. I never heard of it.
No?
Uh-uh.
Well, let me tell you what I did last night for dinner. Larry's loves potatoes. We've been having a lot of potatoes around here, and I just am a little potato tired. And so I got an acorn squash. And, you know, it was kind of like I haven't had acorn squash in years because I always, the way my mother always fixed it is you'd split the thing open and pull the seeds out, and then you'd put a glob of butter in it, fork it, put a glob of butter in it, and sprinkle some brown sugar in it. You know, that's the way I always thought I was supposed to eat acorn squash. Well, I was looking at the recipes in Dr. Esselstyn's book, and he had acorn squash, so I bought one of those, split it in half, pulled the seeds out, and you turn it upside down in about an inch of water, pop it in the oven while Larry's potato was baking. I put that in the oven for 45 minutes. Then you pull it out. I drained the water out of the pan, turned it over, and dribbled 2 teaspoons of real organic maple syrup across it, which wasn't in there very long because I had made the mistake of forking the bottom to make sure that it was done. So a lot of it ran out. But anyway, there was enough in there. I'll tell you what, and then I popped it back in the oven for 10 more minutes with it turned over after you drizzled the syrup. You guys, that was my wonderful 12-ingredient green salad was absolutely a delicious dinner. And I thought that was pretty simple.
Mary Lou, this is Paulette.
Hi, Paulette.
And I don't know if this is legal, so I'm going to ask because I'm not kind of into it's legal or not, you know, but Barry Bernard had this wonderful recipe for sweet potatoes. Are they legal?
Yes.
They're legal. Depends on what you put in there. I'd like to know Mary Bernard's recipe.
Oh, you're going to love this. You are going to love it, and when you do it, you're going to do it again, because what you do is you, except there might be one illegal thing, but anyway, you peel them, and then you cut them into cubes and put them across a pan and put a little bit of water in the bottom, but you drizzle a little bit of olive oil, and I know that might be the illegal thing, but then you sprinkle Mrs. Gass on it. Is that legal?
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, then you bake that, and you have the sweetest, most wonderful starch you ever want to eat.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Mary does it all the time when Dennis Williams comes. It's a hit whenever anyone comes.
Okay.
And so I did it one day, and it is fabulous. So I did it the other night thinking this must be a legal thing because it's a starch.
Yes, they're okay.
Another one that I tried that I just love, and I think if anybody have any kids, I think it's great, and this probably might be what you're talking about, Paul. It's called Mary McDougal's Squash Fries, and that's where you take a butternut squash and you peel the squash, remove the seeds, cut it into French fry shapes, place on a nonstick baking sheet in a single layer, sprinkle with salt. If desired, bake for 20 minutes, then flip over and bake for additional 20 minutes, and they will get lightly brown and crispy, but still be a bit softer in the center. Absolutely delicious. I tried that the other day with myself and my mom, and my mother just loved them. I mean, if you've got kids and you're looking for a real healthy snack or a real healthy treat or something like that, that would be something to try. Just get a butternut squash and peel it and take the seeds out and cut it in like a shape and a fries. One thing I would have done, I cut mine kind of fairly small fries, but I think I'd cut them to about the size of steak fries next time.
And you just I'm sorry.
So I was just going to ask, my phone beeped out just when you were giving the meat of the subject. No pun intended. Ingredient that you put on the squash or on the fry?
The only ingredient that she put on them, and that was sprinkled with salt, if desired.
Okay. So you just put them in, bake them, put salt
just like,
in there.
Yeah, exactly right. In 20 minutes on each side, bake for 20 minutes, then flip them over, and then bake them again for another 20 minutes. Then you got to kind of watch them, of course, but usually when they got done, they were still a little soft in the middle. But that, to me, was the idea of the fries. Usually fries are kind of crispy on the outside and get soft in the middle. And, we thought they were actually great. And I thought to myself, boy, what a way to get children or kids or grandkids or whatever a nice little treat, you know, to sit down and have fries.
You could also do sweet potatoes and white potatoes at the same time and have a variety.
Sure.
There you go.
You can sprinkle those sweet potatoes with cinnamon or chili powder, too, and it makes the flavor different.
Sure, any kind of seasoning would work.
Cinnamon or chili powder. Nancy would love
Very
that
good.
Cinnamon part.
Well, chili is good for you, too. The chili powder is good. It burns calories.
Very good. Pardon me?
I was just going to say, for people who like sweet potatoes, mashing them, you know, boiling them until they're soft and mashing them with some canned all-natural pineapple in its own juice is very good also.
Okay, tell me that one again, pineapple?
Just boil your sweet potatoes. I usually half them or quarter them, depending on their size, peel them, mash it, and then add a can of, depending on how many potatoes you have, a can of the unsweetened crushed pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go back up to Paulette because I wrote as fast as I could. Let me see if I got this right. Paulette, I'm going to cut this sweet potato. I'm going to cube them in a pan. But how much water do I put in that pan? She left. Busy girl going platinum.
I think she said a half an inch, but I'm not sure.
Did she?
I think so.
Okay. And did she say how long you bake it?
Don't remember.
It's probably 350, and I guess I just have to look. Okay, hey, you guys. There's a little more variety to your food.
Mary Lou, I have a question before you go ahead. You said a 12-ingredient salad. That's your 12-ingredient salad.
Well,
well, I'll tell you what. I walk through the store. It's just a trick. Somebody told me one time, actually one of the diets that I was going through at the time, when I had my salad, always make sure you get 5 to 7, you know, legal ingredients in there. Well, so I've kind of tried to increase that. I get really, really excited if I get up to 8 or 9. Well, Nancy challenged me. How many did you have that one time, Nancy?
I think it might have been 12.
Yeah, I think it was even more.
I don't remember.
Okay, I know it was 3 kinds of basil Nancy put in. But anyway, you basically just find your, like I know last night I had 4 different peppers in there. And I had zucchini. And I had a cucumber, and I had lettuce and spinach, and I had onions and tomatoes.
Cauliflower, broccoli?
Broccoli.
Mushrooms?
You know what? I had them, and I just forgot to put them in.
Uh-oh. You have to start all over
again. Larry was getting, every part, the rest of the dinner was in, I was still chopping that salad.
Yep.
I had a few grated carrots.
Cabbage is good.
Yeah. So, and then, because Nancy started bragging about her basil, I went out and started a little herb garden, and I had found three different kinds, and I found 3 different kinds of cilantro. So, we love just chopping a little bit of that cilantro in the salad. So.
That's right. I even used to put mint leaves in.
Oh, yum. That sounds good, too.
And the stevia I've been putting in it's a nice little sweet taste every once in a while.
So just whatever you... Oh, and I threw blueberries in. I have fresh blueberries.
You have the right number. Sorry, we can't take your call right now.
So hey, Joe.
Your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Until then, be a blessing to someone.
Hey, Joe, that's a wonderful recording. I wonder how that happened. We must have called her back.
Goodness.
Pardon me?
This is Joe.
I will leave yourself a message. That was cute. I don't know how we called you, but I guess we did. So, anyway, that was cute.
I know what happened because I had somebody calling in, and I thought I disconnected from you guys, but obviously I didn't.
Oh, okay. I tell you, this technology... Anyway, Natty, did that help give you some ideas?
It did. And with the salad, what type of dressing are you putting on all of this?
Well, I'll tell you, last night I just grabbed some rice vinegar, and I actually poured a little Siag on there, which I think I could add 21 more ingredients when I pour that out if we want to.
Right.
Nancy did. But anyway, that's what I did.
Okay.
I'm just choosing not to have it. You know, I'm really limiting my oil because I'm really struggling with getting the pounds off. So.
Okay.
I'm just trying to watch every extra ounce of that. So, actually, you know, it really doesn't even need it with all those flavorings in there. This stuff tastes so good. Sprinkle a little pepper or whatever you want on it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Anybody else? Great. Margaret Heath, I don't know if many of you were on here, if you all were on here Monday, but Margaret, what have your results been so far, Margaret Heath? She leaves too. She's a busy gal. Margaret, are you muted? I'll tell you, she's probably off heading off to a diplomat or a chamber or something. She shared, I think it was on Monday's call, or Tuesday's call, Shar was listening in, and what did she say, Monty? She's dropped like 15 pounds?
Yeah, she dropped 15 pounds in a little less than 60 days, and she is absolutely excited about it.
Yes, very,
absolutely.
Very.
Absolutely. And it wasn't really, for the intent, I don't believe, of trying to lose weight. I think, you know, of course, we all probably, some of us anyhow, need to still lose, but... she was absolutely amazed at the way that the weight had come off just to eating this new way.
Uh-huh. Yep. And you know what? We you know how some of us use the excuse, well, it's harder the older we get. And Margaret's 78 years young, and she told us that we could say that. Did you put that on the website there, Monty?
Yep, that was on.
Okay, so, you know what? This is absolutely a very, very exciting new part of our life, and what is, you know, great things to be sharing. I think it fits right in with the wellness home, as is our brand new products going to be. Boy, you talk about having another opportunity to get a foot in somebody else's door with our new product that we're coming out with on Saturday. So I'm going to give you all one last chance to ask any questions if you have them, because I'm going to really try to keep this call to 30 minutes. We all are very busy. So,
Marilyn, as far as eating out, because this is Maddie. 99% of the time, I have usually eaten out, and I'll be very frank with you. Tomorrow will be my first week anniversary with the program, and I do believe I'm kind of suffering from withdrawals, because normally, you know, now I am making all of the meals, where normally we usually have dinner out with clients and things like that. I'm trying to eat out and then just go out and just have a water or something. Is there, do you know what you can do as far as eating out?
We've been eating out. We've been finding lots of good things.
Okay.
Almost every restaurant that you can go to, you can find something. You can even get a side baked potato if you want.
Okay.
But there's always wonderful salad choices. We have a brand new family style restaurant here by us that has an absolutely wonderful vegetarian burrito. It's a brand new family style Mexican restaurant. It's a vegetarian burrito. Actually, it's vegan because there is no cheese. They'll ask you, do you want cheese? We say no. So they don't put the cheese on it.
Right.
And this thing, I'll tell you, they cook the brown rice in a vegetable broth. They say they'll substitute brown rice for you in it.
Okay.
So I just was shocked. I think it's just a part of the menu I've never looked at before.
Mm-hmm.
And never realized that those choices are out there. And anyway, we go in there. That thing is $9.25, and the two of us share it.
Okay.
Absolutely huge. Now, they do put guacamole and sour cream there, which, you know, guacamole for some of you, if you're not, you know, worrying about the added fats, you know, is probably... fine. I would never eat that sour cream. But
The other thing is nice too, when you go out to a Mexican restaurant, and that's when they always bring the chips and the salsa. Mm-hmm. Just ask for corn tortillas and don't eat the chips. And and use the corn tortilla as your dip for your salsa and whatever. And also, I know when the Mexican restaurant that I go to, kind of like Mary Lou's, that they've got actually a vegetarian whole menu. They must have about 6 or 7 items on it. The one thing you got to watch is that when you order it, sometimes they'll come with the refried beans.
Right.
What you want to ask for is pinto beans, whole pinto beans, because usually Mexican restaurants use lard in regards to their refried beans. So if you just ask for the whole pinto bean, and then you can get the brown rice, whatever. What I did the other day, I just mashed up my, because I like to mix things together, I just mashed up my pinto beans right on my plate, and you know, and then just mixed it with the rice, and it was absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I had even a burrito with cactus in it. It was delicious.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
And do you know what kind of restaurant you're going to be eating at?
Well, around here, we have, of course, the chains. We have the Italian, and then we have the Olive Garden, the Red Lobster, and then you have the steakhouses, of course. And just all different ones. And we do have several. I've never gone into the Mexican because I've always felt that it was full of fat, you know? So I've kind of stayed away from the Mexican restaurants.
Well, a lot of them are now carrying, I shouldn't say a lot of them, a couple I've been in have carrying vegetarian menus now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I found that the Olive Garden was tougher, but they do have the minestrone soup, you know, I mean, and then their salad.
The salad, right, mm-hmm.
P.F. Chang's has great vegetarian, they just have little symbols by all of their vegetarian dishes. You have the P.F. Chang's in your area.
No, oh, yeah. What is that one? PF Chang, no.
Okay. Yeah, that is a very good restaurant. We haven't eaten there very many times, but
Kind of like Char says too, you know, if you eat out in a situation like that, you know, don't go, you know, get what you want to get. Be selective, but at the same time, if you get a little something there that maybe you don't think you should have, it's probably okay.
We went out last night and I ordered a Greek salad, and she said, "Do you want with chicken?" I said, "No." And wouldn't you know, when it came, when they were starting to pass everybody's plates, she immediately noticed that there was chicken on top of mine, and she asked me again, "Do you want chicken?" I said, "No." And so she said, "You know, just take a couple minutes. Do you want some fruit or some soup while you're waiting?" And I said, "No, that's fine. I'll just wait for it." And she brought it back, and it was very fresh and all romaine lettuce, so it was wonderful.
Mm. Oh.
Maddie?
I would have taken the fruit.
Yeah.
It was
Maddie, could you give me your email?
Jim Dash.
Pardon?
J-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
Dash, D-A-S-H, at earthlink.net.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what's she getting that we're not getting, Monty?
That's what I like about this class.
Oh, I'm going to keep you in suspense. How's that?
Okay, Monty.
Besides that, Mary Lou, it's 7:37. You're going to just get oh, boy, I love these calls. I forget the other day I was on a call and everybody kind of hung up, and all of a sudden about three or four people ended up on the call, and I think we went till 8 o'clock.
We did.
Yeah, crazy. So sometimes this call officially doesn't get over with, or officially gets over with, whatever.
Right. Pardon me?
This is great. I mean, when you can get on a call with a bunch of people and have fun in the morning, or wherever you are across America, I just love it.
Okay, well, anyway, does anybody have any last-minute questions? Because we really, this is last call for questions. Maddie, you've had some very good questions today.
Well, I have. It's like a new baby. You know, you don't know what to do.
Well, we sure appreciate you speaking up, because we all learn from those questions that you're asking. And
I'm so grateful for the call, because at least every day, it's not like, I hate to say Weight Watchers once a week, you know, when you have questions, you have nowhere to go. So this has been tremendously helpful.
Yeah, and you're going to find this is very, very, very healthy.
Yes.
And also, for those of you out there that get anything from Vance Rogers, a very interesting email.
There he goes again, huh?
Well, I mean, it talks about Saturday, this coming Saturday, and August the 18th, the rhythm of the weekend, and there are even some prices and everything else on it.
Oh,
so.
Great. Oh, goody. Okay.
Get a real good idea of what's coming.
Yes, you certainly do. And I recommend the larger pack.
You're not on a diet, are you?
No. Okay. Well, awesome. So I want to thank all of you. Maddie, thank you so much for speaking up. And thank you, Kathleen, everybody who spoke up and shared recipes and all that other good stuff, you know, sweet potato squash. Those are things that we thought that we couldn't have, and it's just opened a whole new, what do I want to say? Absolutely wonderful. You know, we don't need to be bored. I was kind of bored eating the same thing. So if nobody has any more questions, I'm going to do our closing statement and get on this phone and invite some more people to the event on Saturday. And hopefully you all will do the very same thing, because I'll tell you what, every single person can benefit from what that is that we're going to be giving away is going to be giving you knowledge about on Saturday. So let me thank our active study pilot group for your time and commitment to the program. And second, thanks to all of you on this call for your attendance today. And if you have any questions or comments,
bring him to the call tomorrow and let Monty answer him for you. But you can also be directed to the person that invited you to the call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again. Thanks, you guys. Just make it the healthiest day possible. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Hey, Monty, are you going to stay on for the call after the call?
I think we're going to
just let it one thing secret.
Yeah, I did it, didn't I? Doggone it. Here we had a good thing going, and now I messed it all up.
Hey, this is Fritz from Missouri, Carl.
Yeah, I know, Fritz. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to tell them what...
Go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, where's the best website for vegetarian desserts? They talk about books, a lot of those books I don't have yet.
Probably what you can do is go into either VegSource, or I just noticed I just got an email from Char, and I think most probably everybody did, and she talks about, there's a website on there that she talks about. It's called Vegetarian Times and Eating Well. It's a magazine that, so I don't know if there's, let me see if there's a web page here or not. Let me see. I imagine, just go to probably VegSource, you can just Google in anything, vegetarian desserts.
Uh-huh, okay.
Just Google that in, and that should bring you a bunch of websites and whatever.
Yeah.
And that'll help you out there.
Sure, also like all recipes, and then just put in vegan.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I was trying to think of that, Nancy, and I couldn't think of it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All recipes, dot vegan?
.com. And then put in vegan. And if you want to go further desserts, then you can just go from there.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Who else have we got on for the call after the call?
I'm going. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks, Nancy. Talk to you later, dear.
We need a conspiracy. We need to get more guys on the call. We're going to have this thing full of guys someday. They're going to think the women all left.
Now, yeah, when I'm having some women on here, we'll get a fight going, that's for sure.
Well, that sounds pretty wimpy. I think a big chunk of tomato would make that.
Yeah.
So your mom's 98?
No. Mother's 85.
Oh, 85. I'm sorry. I thought it said 98. Yeah.
No, the lady that we were talking about, Margaret Heath, is 70. She's 78.
78. Oh, okay.
And she's the one who lost the 15 pounds. And that's what Mary Lou was trying to get at. It doesn't matter how young we are. You know, if you eat properly and do certain things, you know, if you happen to be a little overweight or whatever, that you're going to lose the excess weight. And that's the nice thing I like about this new way of eating is that, you know, whether you need to lose it or not, you're automatically going to, if your body needs to come down, you're going to come down to what it naturally should be. And your body, because of metabolism, will always stop when it reaches the point to where you should be when you're supposed to be, unless you're some fool and start starving yourself or something like that. But
yeah.
Good. Yeah. Okay.
It's so funny they tell us not to eat carbs, but you know, carbs basically fuel the body and do so many good things, and to rather have you put in stuff that your body can't use, like massive amounts of protein fats and stuff, and animal fats that your body can't use. And
I know.
That's helpful for you. It's incredible how ignorant the culture is and the medical community as a whole, or for the most part as a whole.
Well, it's just, you know, it's the way we've been taught and trained. And then, of course, the bad thing, when television come out, not only could we have to hear it over the radio or whatever, then you started seeing it. And then, you know, it's just like today, you know, it amazes me. You know, you can go to a kids program on TV and all you see is advertised is all kinds of fast foods and Oreo cookies and all these other things. And then we wonder why our kids are at the levels they are in regards to their health and whatever. It's amazing when I started reading about the cholesterol levels of children that are 9, 10, 12 years of age and how high they are. And, you know, whoever thinks to check the cholesterol level of a child.
Yeah.
You know, I look at my son and I think the way I fed that poor kid and everything with fast foods in the morning and before we went to school and fast foods when I picked him up from school and everything else, and not really realizing the damage that I have been doing to him over all these years. But you know, you just, when you don't know and you're ignorant about certain facts, you're just ignorant. And I don't mind admitting that that's exactly where I was. And it's just nice now to be headed in the right direction. And wished I'd have known about 20 years ago, but I can't. I know it now. So now is when I got to make that change if I really believe it.
Yeah, That's right. Not
Monty has that saying that when you know better, you do better.
Yep.
And this is one thing I wanted. I don't know. I wish I can get my daughter on the call. She has my granddaughter, who's three, and she was diagnosed at a very young age that she would have, by the time she's nine, she's going to start going into puberty with breast and menstruation. I keep telling my daughter it's all with the food. And yesterday when I spoke to her after the call, I was so excited, and I was telling her about elephants and giraffes and stuff like that and tops of trees, and she's, Mom, she's in her last year of college, she says, Mom, I just had a biology class, and that's because there's something in the elephant's digestive system that is very good, and that, oh, I don't even know what she said. She was screaming to the top of her lungs because I mentioned this. And also in the other animals, but we have something in our digestive system, in our stomach, they're supposed to have meat. And I don't know what that was she was talking about, but they always say what they have.
Has she read any of the China study stuff?
She hasn't. No, she hasn't read. I'm going to just send her.
Okay.
So I have sent her a lot of stuff, and she hasn't read anything.
There's another book that I just got here last week, and I'm only about halfway through it. But and I'm not trying to push. You know, I think everybody should get the four basic books to begin with.
Right.
Okay. But Dr. McDougall, let me see if I grab it here. I've got it right here on my fingertips. There it is. Yep. It's called the Dr. McDougall's Digestive Tune-Up, and it really talks about. She talks about the digestive. He talks about the digestive tracking here and why. Actually, the opposite of what your daughter just said. Okay, why certain talks about the liver and all the other things in it, and why we should be eating the way we're eating. So that would be one. It's you know, I'm not saying people need to go out and spend a lot of money on books and whatever, but I just when I find out about something, I'm the type of person that I want to know everything I possibly can about it, and I just really enjoy Dr. McDougall. And
it's not that expensive. I called out there to Santa Rosa. It was like $200 for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
If I understood him correctly, Dr. McDougall's clinic out there, you go out there for 10 days, it's about $3,200.
Right. Have you
been
there?
Yeah, it was out in Santa Rosa, California.
I know. Did you say you were there?
No, I just called for some information.
Oh.
Yeah, some of us have signed. I'm going down. I think Char is going down, and I forget who else. I think maybe Ruth is. I don't know, but we're going down to the one on September, in the first part of September, and it's only $395. But it's a 3-day. It's called Advanced Study Work Group. Let me see here. Let me get to my Google site. But it's all about how to eat, how to cook, and there's going to be it's called the Advanced Study Weekend, and it's September 7th through the 9th, and let me see the schedule, who's all going to be there. Dr. Campbell's going to be there. He's the one that wrote the China study, and the keynote speaker is Michael Greger. He's an MD. It's about stopping cancer before it starts. We're going to have some chefs there. There's going to be some dietitians there. Tecon Campbell and Dr. McDougall will be speaking, and so some of us are going to that. And the reason we're going to that, at least the reason I want to go to it, is that I just want to get to know Dr. McDougall and get to know a little bit about all these things that he's talking about. So it's going to be an interesting weekend, and we'll just bring it back. I think some information will probably come back out of that one. And he has them every so often. And he's also got a good weight loss program, too, for... It's a 10-day weight loss program. I think it's 10 days or 12 days. It's called the 10-day program, or the weight loss program. And I don't know what the cost is to that, but...
Right now, I don't think I can work it in to go out for that.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between living on the East Coast versus the West Coast?
Oh, yeah.
Because usually all the good stuff starts on the West Coast, and it's closer to the West.
Yeah, $395, that includes all of our food. And he's serving there, cooking all of our meals for us and everything else, and... That's pretty good.
That is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it really is. The room's extra, but, you know.
Right.
But we're going to go down and get to know him and ask questions. Char mentioned it the other day when she was on the call. She has a few questions she wants to ask him. I think one of them had to do with he kind of talked about microwaving. He's got some different theories and thoughts about certain things that we've all maybe, I don't want to say don't disagree with him, But, you know, but one thing I found out about Dr. McDougall and Essel Stein and Campbell is they back everything up with research. You know, it's not like this is what I believe. They actually show the references that you can go to and look up at the JAMA or the Nutritional Clinic or, you know, these different websites you can go to and pull up the tests or the research that was done on what they're talking about. So that's the other thing I think these kind of people is that they're just not shooting it up from their mouth. Well, they're backing it up.
It's just so fascinating that, you know, the people that don't understand, that don't, are difficult to have a difficulty in understanding that meat and milk are not for you. That, apparently the China study, I believe, is, says that the cycle for girls in China starts when she's 17.
Yep, exactly right. That's
why I called my daughter immediately.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I don't know what that is, where the page that is, but that might be something that maybe, does she get the China study, or does she have a copy of it?
Yeah,
why don't you, maybe you can, I don't know exactly where that's at. The other thing I did, too, which I thought was very interesting, I happened to mention it the other day, but here again, I don't mind spending the bucks, but I went and bought the audio China study also.
Oh.
It's in abridged form.
That was great
it,
for me.
Well, I love it because just driving in the car, you know, it's, I think it's six or seven CDs, but I just love it because I always liked to, I learned a long time ago, and I was always told, and Shaw and Ruth and everybody else tells us, you know, you can listen to a tape or read a book, and you go back through and listen to the tape and read it again, and you hear something altogether different.
That's true.
Or something you totally picked up. Well, that's what I like. I've read the book twice. Now I'm going through the audio, and there's a few little things different that are a little maybe more up to date about certain things in the audio that's not in the China study.
And where
so
did you get the audio?
I picked it up from, actually I got it at the Borders, is where I got mine, but you can get it from Amazon.com, you know, it's just...
I have Borders, so you had to actually order it and then call me when it came in.
Oh, yeah, no, they had the audio right there.
Okay.
I didn't have to order it. But, you know, I'm not saying everyone needs to do that. I'm just saying I did it, and I really enjoyed it because it's so easy. I learned different things, too. And some people are more audio than they are reading, and,
right.
You know. But
mm-hmm. I like audio while you're doing other things. You can still
sure. You can listen to it around the house. You can do
right.
Wherever you want to. You can mm-hmm. bone up on it, and that's... There again, that's where I get picked up on what Fritz is just talking about there about young ladies and those type of situations.
I wonder if you could take away the hormonal, if you alleviate the hormones from the meat and the dairy, if the cycles might stop. I mean, if the body might say, well, that was just a fluke, and, you know, and then it just stops and just waits till the time when the naturally developing hormones in the body actually turn the mechanism on again.
Well, I think exactly what it is. See, I think it's like cancer. I think when we get in these meat and dairy proteins and hormones and everything else, I think what it does, it turns systems on earlier than they should be. Matter of fact, it even says when I picked up on the audio side, is that actually everybody that gets breast cancer gets it at a very, very young age, all based upon our diet. Unfortunately, when it is, in most cases, when the menopause cycle kicks in, or I'm not probably saying this right, so don't... after the cycle stop, that's when most breast cancers are found in ladies, as in their 50s and so forth and so on. Because it's actually because of the way they eat the protein and the dairy and this casein, if this is a bad dog as far as I'm concerned, is that when that gets, the children at the
yeah,
young ladies actually get that at their earlier ages rather than thinking they get it then, and then when they go through that cycle and everything stops, then all of a sudden this cancer thing starts to show up. So
well,
it's really interesting.
I am going to share with you guys that's exactly what has happened to me. I got the breast cancer, and I had the operation yesterday. Wednesday was going to be my first day of poison with the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, everybody thought that was so crazy. I was so giddy. I got a urinary tract infection, so I couldn't get the chemo. I was so happy. Then I went to my doctor, and she said to me, this tells you I must have the right doctor. I told her with all this poison and in my system with what I had, maybe with the urinary tract, and here they want to kill my immune system. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she said to me, I was on the right track. You know, and I don't have, she says, as far as chemo, you can do it 6 months from now if you want.
You can change your mind any time you want. You don't have to rush. And like I was feel like I was pressured. I got this talk about the chemo on Monday, and here on Wednesday they want to inject me, you know?
Yeah.
And I walked through that place where they were giving that chemo. It was walking through the valley of death, you know? Ah, it was unbelievable. So I was just so happy. So now I said, my husband and I have come to the decision we're going to try this, and I'm going to get some of that stuff that you mentioned from Dr. Day. I will, guess, invest in her CD or DVD or whatever she has and see what she's going to be talking about there. And because I feel great and healthy, and so it was small, and they took it out. I have the margins were great. Everything's great. But they were worried about, you know, in case a cell, when they did the operation, it broke loose, a rogue cell. And my thing is, we do have these defense mechanisms. Maybe the other cells, instead of that one cell making the others bad, maybe the other cells will kill it. It just one got away, you know?
Well, that's what they're saying in the book, China Study. You know, they can turn cancer on and turn it off based on what we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, do you have the Rave book? The book Rave?
No, I just want the two books from Borders, and I'm going to have to order those from Focus on Growth.
Yeah, because they don't have them in the stores. But more of that, it would be a very, the next one I would really strongly suggest you order, because there's a Dr. Ruth in there. I can't think of her last name. And she's the one that had breast cancer and everything else, and she's the one that went to Dr. McDougall, and it's amazing her testimony's right on that DVD.
Okay. I did see her in McDougall. McDougall has on one of his, in his website, and he does have her and another woman, because I know she jogs and she does marathons and things of that nature. But they also had a woman that's 89 years old. They only gave the two testimonies, and they wanted to do some things to her. Extraordinary testimony, and she's still living today without all of those things done.
Just one of the things that I highly, strongly recommend is that whoever you're going to follow, your mentor is going to be, whether it be McDougall or whoever it be, okay, do it exactly the way they claim to do it. Okay, like Dr. McDougall is pretty avid about no fats. Okay, no extra oils or anything else like that, because he totally believed, and he, like most of them, believe that the oils are 100% nothing but fat, you know, except unless it's in the form of food. Like olive oil, an olive is better to eat. If you want olive oil, it's better to eat olives than it is to have the olive extracted, oil extracted, because then it's processed, and that's why the oil, olive oil, he thinks is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get it in your foods, which there's gobs of oil in foods if you really stop and think about it. So just whatever you decide to do by the information that you read and the decision that you make, then go for it and get it done.
Well, you know, one of the things my doctor said was so unbelievable. She said, you know something, basically everybody already has a date of expiration. That's a given, because no one's going to be here forever.
That's for
sure. And the medical session just want to make sure that you live from whatever date you come into them until that date that's already written, and it's just a matter of how you live it, whether you're going to live it well and healthy, because she gave me an example of a gentleman, and he decided not to have whatever, but he was still out going to plays, which he loved, going to bed on the horses until 2 days before he expired, but he had a quality of life. And with the other, you're not guaranteed a quality of life, and all this chemo, from what I understand, can give you another cancer. Since I've talked to women now, they've come down with it, and I'm wondering whether or not they had gotten the cancer from the chemo and the radiation, because they say you can get this stuff from that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they test you for in the situations where you have a laboratory, or in a environment where you have exposure to either chemicals or radiation, they chose to test for cancer.
Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. It was very scary and unbelievable after they, you know, really said this is the poison that they want to give you. And I said, gee, I feel great. I wonder, why would I want to go through all of that when I might have liver failure, all kinds of things. Oh, throat cancer, thyroid cancer, all these different things. Sometimes I would see, like I said to them, if I were going, if I felt so badly, then I might take it. Maybe there's a chance, you know, that kind of thing. But why take a healthy body and make it sick and kill it to try to make it better when you may not come back? And the things that they say, some of them are not reversible, such as kidney failure and all these other things.
Yeah,
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm going to say something, and please don't anybody be offended, but I'm going to come up with an excuse why I got to hang up, and it's the truth, is I got to get my garbage can out. My mother just came in and goes, so I think
that's like, what I've got done is most novel excuse.
Call out to the car. We'll use this excuse number 147, okay?
Okay.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye now.